Hello and welcome to episode 3 of my virtual reality podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. We will be talking with Don, or VR Gamer Dude as most people know him, about how to get fit in virtual reality. I'm also going to be talking to a lady who isn't actually that enamored with virtual reality, can you believe it? And we'll find out why. Now first, a very important question from Vivian from Altspace VR's The Hive.
Of the VR spies, who would you marry, who would you sleep with, and who would you kill?
Interesting question there, Vivian. And my purely hypothetical response would be, I suppose marry Greg. I mean, we're practically married anyway. Penny always says I spend more time with Greg in virtual reality than I do with her. So Greg on the marry front. I'm sure he won't mind. He'll be probably enjoy my company. Sleep with... Well, Billy, obviously. Moving on. Kill Caleb. So as you can hear in the background, it's a bit of a rainy day, and I'm in my attic. And it occurred to me, I am very excited about virtual reality, as people know. But would you believe I live in a house with somebody who isn't? Would you believe that? Can you believe the negativity of such a person? Anyway, introducing my good lady wife, Mrs. Yuka Rifter, or Penny, as we call her in the house.
Hello.
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 So, what's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, there clearly is. I mean, VR is an amazing technology. Everyone's mad about it that I know in my circle of friends. So why don't you like it so much?
Because it's just another computer game.
It's not just another computer. Okay, I'm not very good at interviewing, am I? Because I'm supposed to remain impartial. What are you talking about? No, go on, elaborate. I mean, surely being in the computer game...
It makes absolutely no difference.
Oh.
Being in a computer game. It's still... Computer games are just shooting at something or driving somewhere, and it's all pointless. I don't see the point. I've never seen the point of a computer game. Regardless of whether I'm doing it, actually in the game, in the driving seat, it's still pretend.
It's still pretend. So you need something to be real for it to be worthwhile. But what about kind of games in reality that you might play, like a board game or, I don't know, skipping?
Yeah, but you're playing with people. With board games, you're playing with people. You're interacting with them in a different way. Playing a board game, I suppose one of the things that I do think is a positive, not necessarily about VR, but
computer online, games generally.
No, online is the ability to socialise, meet people, interact. But I don't necessarily think I just don't see the point of games. Games I don't see the point of.
I see.
Using it as a communication and contacting people, and if you choose to play sociably within a game, that's different again because you're interacting with people.
But from your point of view, that kind of social interaction within a game, it doesn't really matter if it's on a screen or if it's in virtual reality. Virtual reality to you is just another thing.
Just another technology. It doesn't make it any better. Well.
Okay, so I've been playing around with virtual reality since the DK1 days, way back when.
Mm-hmm.
When you first tried out virtual reality, what did you think?
Well, apart from it making me terribly sick, it is very, very clever. I don't know, I can't really...
You just don't get excited about it?
Not really, no. It just doesn't... I don't see the point.
Huh.
There's a few games... that I enjoy, but...
Reel them off. Which ones?
Beat Saber.
Oh, God damn it. Everyone likes Beat Saber.
I like that, mostly probably because of the music, and it's a bit kind of...
Dancy,
yeah. And
So it's like dancing around without anybody watching, although we are watching. We're all watching you when you do that.
You better not be.
But no, okay. I don't know. I think it's important to have a bit of balance, and I think everyone that listens to this podcast, obviously... The kind of person that's going to listen to this podcast is you know, typically overweight, lonely. I'm joking, people.
No.
I'm joking. But you know what I'm saying? It's like I surround myself by people that love virtual reality and it's their thing. And so I never hear a negative slant on it. In fact, you're not even that negative about it with me, but...
I think virtual reality is very, very clever. I think if you enjoy computer games, there's no harm in that. It enhances it in a virtual world, doing the game with VR. It makes it better. It really does. But if you don't really like computer games, virtual reality is not going to change your mind on that.
Okay, but it's not all about computer games. What about the social aspect, things like VR chat? What about kind of artistic applications? What do you think about that use?
The VR chat, again, is I don't necessarily think it makes any difference. Online is online. You can talk to people, the children talk to people through their computer games just by like the voice. It doesn't mean that seeing
an avatar.
Avatar, a physical presence of somebody's representation makes it. I think using the internet or gaming to communicate with other people is great, but I don't necessarily think having a pretend person standing in front of you adds to it.
I see. And what about the artistic applications? I mean, as an artist yourself and ceramicist, you hate being called an artist, but you are, let's face it.
I have found those applications very difficult to work with. If you like that sort of... I would imagine it's a case that if you enjoy that sort of thing, you will enjoy them, but everybody has their own things that they like, and I have not found them enjoyable to work with.
Okay, so, I mean, you're a ceramicist, you make things out of clay, and so what I'm hearing is that you would prefer to work with clay than to work with some
because
clever
it's a physical thing.
Meta material in virtual reality.
Because you're not touching it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were a painter, but even then painting is a lot about the application of the actual paint.
Yeah,
not only the ability to create a picture or an image, it's the actual physical process of doing it.
Okay, so I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit. You say you don't like virtual reality, you say you're not that bothered about even the artistic side of it, being an artist, but what about all the driving games? You love driving games. I've seen you driving that truck, driving a rally car. Got famous videos. My most popular videos on my channel are of you just driving about, being silly about driving, dare I say. So come on, you like VR?
I like elements of VR. There are some good game. I don't know.
I got you. I destroyed her argument.
No.
And on that bombshell. No.
I suppose it's personal preference. Years and years ago, one of the very few computer games I ever did play was Gran Turismo.
Mm.
So, and I do enjoy driving a proper car.
A proper car in real life.
A proper car in real life. So I think of all the games, probably the driving games are going to be the one, if only, ones that I do enjoy.
Yeah, okay.
I think initially...
So VR does make things better? Is it fair to say that? Or am I leading you?
They are a good version of computer games, if you enjoy computer games.
Right, and because you enjoy driving games generally...
No, because I'm used to, 20 years ago.
So it was enough to get you back into it then?
No, because I haven't played on it since.
I see.
It doesn't grab me enough that I want to keep doing it. It's fun at the time, but it's not something so amazing that I think, right, that's what I'm going to go and choose to do.
Mm.
I don't choose to play games.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I'm going to throw you... Okay, so I think we can conclude you're not that big on VR. Even though you live with someone who is, it's never really convinced you that much. Fine. It's still raining, so I'll ask you the last question. I'm 42? 43. Okay. Thanks for reminding me. I have three kids.
Uh-huh.
And am I too old to be doing this nonsense?
No, not at all.
I mean, this whole channel thing, is it stupid?
No, not at all.
Should I just grow up?
No, why? No, if you enjoy something, do it. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Good advice, Penny. Okay. Thank you for your support over the years. Looking after the children while I did VR. And it's all thanks to Penny, everybody, that I'm here. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
And we're going to enjoy the rest of this rainy day by doing other stupid
sitting
stuff.
Sitting in front of the telly, because that's better than VR.
What? Okay, enough of that. So I am joined here today by a good friend of mine, Don, or as people know him in the community, VR Gamer Dude. Hi, Don. How are you doing?
Hey, Chris. What's going on, bud?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So the reason why we're interviewing you today is to really kind of ask you a little bit about your virtual reality weight loss program, because you've been doing many videos on your popular channel, and you've been doing a pretty staggering job of losing weight while using virtual reality. How's that been working out for you?
Man, you know, it's been going great. It's stalled out a little bit just because of, you know, real life kind of gets in the way, but you know, over the course we've been doing this stuff for a little over 6 months, I've dropped over 45 pounds.
45 pounds. Wow. That is actually pretty staggering. And I mean, I can probably guess that, you know, virtual reality exercises is going to keep you a little bit more interested and motivated. How have you found it compared to regular exercise?
Chris, it's like night and day. I mean, you know, going to the gym, and I mean, it's just so monotonous and mundane, and you get in VR and you start working out and you're playing something like Beat Saber or Box VR, and you're just getting into it and sweating up a storm. I just don't understand why anyone would want to go to a regular gym without a VR component these days.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. There are companies out there, like just off the top of my head, there's VRZoom, who make I think they're sort of taking the commercial angle now, so they make a kind of exercise cycle for gyms, and I think they're starting to get quite popular. So yeah, we might see more and more of this actually in our local gyms as well, which would be so
well. And we do have VR gyms, like one of the people who were kind of sponsoring me and Stacy throughout the VR fitness series has been a VR Fitness Insider, and they actually run Black Box VR, which is a virtual reality gym.
I didn't know that. Okay, well there you go. So it's already started. The ball is rolling for virtual reality gyms. And you have been a bit of an inspiration, because Mrs. UK Rifter, Penny, she's been jumping into particularly Beat Saber after I was telling her that VR exercise is a viable option. And she really, really enjoys it, really loves it.
Oh, Stacey, same with Stacey. I mean, she is tearing Beat Saber up. She even came to me the other night and she's like, okay, Don, it's time. It's time for you to sit down and show me how I can start custom mapping songs.
Wow, that's pretty advanced. I haven't figured that one out yet. But okay.
Yeah, neither have I. So don't tell her.
So on the subject of Stacey then, slightly different subject. I guess it was the VR exercise thing that maybe got you guys together doing the husband and wife stuff on your channel. How's that working out?
You know, it's going great. And I tell you, it was probably the biggest thrill in the world for my wife to come to me and say, hey, you know, I think I want to do more of this VR thing. And I think I want to do more of it with you on your YouTube channel. She's really started to take to it. The VR fitness series was kind of the catalyst. Now she's just all about, you know, anything that she can do to get into that headset. So very excited.
That's really nice to see. I do stuff with Penny from time to time. And it's just, to be honest, I really love watching kind of the dynamic between a couple.
Well, you know, really, and I think it was you and Penny that kind of inspired us to.
What, Penny's bad driving episodes? Yeah.
Yes.
And the arguing. Yes, exactly. So I have to ask the inevitable. I'll switch back to the exercise questions, but what about sweat? I mean, are you worried you're ever going to damage your HMD with the knocking it or just banging it?
There has been a little concern. You know, I went out and I actually bought a skull cap. So, you know, we got a sweater that we wear underneath the Rift. My play space is pretty big. Not really worried about running into anything and knocking into anything. It was the sweat. And, you know, we're seeing those horror stories. Now, most of them that I've been reading, seems to be very prone to having damage. So far in both of my rifts, yeah, we haven't seen any issues with it.
Okay. How does that manifest then? Is it a case of just getting a bit of steam behind the lens, or is moisture getting into the system in some way?
The Reddit posts that I've read and some of the blog posts that I've read on it, I mean, it's these people are actually sweating into the HMD. So, and I, you know, and I mean, you're really putting in a good 1 hour solid workout with the intention of cardio and, you know, and breaking that sweat to lose weight, you know, you are going to sweat. So if you are going to go down the road of VR fitness, I highly recommend get some sweatbands, get a skull cap, get anything you can. I also recommend, I've been using this since the DK1 days. There's a little necklace fan called an O2 Cool. And
I remember that. I
yeah, you
remember
wear it
that.
around your neck and it blows just enough air up through the nose gap of Rift to keep your face cool.
But you had to do that with the DK1, didn't you? Because
Yeah.
it got quite warm,
Oh,
and
very warm.
it was just badly designed. It
Very
used to get very steamy very quick. Yeah, there you go. All right. Hey, Don, that is pretty much everything I want to talk to you about at the moment, but I would love to have you back on the podcast in the future
warm. Hey,
with questions about your channel.
anytime.
And always a pleasure talking with you.
Absolutely.
And we literally could talk all day. That's why I'm going to draw a line under it here.
Yeah,
But
we
thank you
could.
so much for joining me. And yeah,
Hey.
I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks for having me, Chris. It's always a pleasure, you know, anytime I can interact with you and, you know, and talk VR to the community, man. I'm all for it.
Awesome. Cheers, dude.
All right,
Bye-bye.
man.
As the rain hammers against my window, all that remains is to thank you for tuning in this week to episode 3, and thanks to Penny, Don, and Vivian for contributing to this week's episode. So, episode 4, we're going to be looking at the rise of the Battle Royale game and what you should be looking forward to as far as this genre is concerned in VR. So, anyway, thanks again. Bye bye.
Sorry,
Stop yawning.
I'm sorry, I told you I've got a missed breath.
That's not a thing. I've never even heard of that.
It's because I. Anyway.